Okay, 2019 is coming to a close, and we've been asking ourselves, what are the songs that define this decade? Maybe you're thinking something from Taylor Swift, maybe Beyoncé, maybe even Drake. Well, Gary Trust of Billboard has the answers. He's director of charts there. And Gary, let's go down the list. Without further ado, let's start with the fifth most popular song of the decade. This is Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white Porsches and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar. Cause girls like you, girls like you, guys like me. So now when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah, girls like you. So Gary, what would you say about this song that made it so popular, aside from the fact that it's Cardi B and Maroon 5?
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it, bringing different genres together. And that was a big thing we saw this decade. You'd see pop acts pairing with rappers. So Maroon 5, I think maybe we tend to forget how long they've been around at this point. They've been having hits since 2003, 2004. So their adaptability, their longevity is really impressive for them. Cardi B, obviously, has come along and become so big herself. So pairing that worked out perfectly, and at its heart, it's a great song.
Yeah, let's get to number four. This is Closer by the Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. It topped the charts in 2016. Okay, Gary, this feels like, to me, this song, I almost describe it as wallpaper because it was everywhere. I mean, in the stores, every time I got in the car, turned on the radio. What's interesting, too, is that the video features a couple driving a Range Rover in Malibu. The guy's taking pictures of a girl in a field of flowers. It really feels like this song maybe couldn't have been born without Instagram.
Well, the Chainsmokers started with that song Selfie a couple years before that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think people maybe thought, okay, if you have a song called Selfie, it's a little gimmicky, it's fun, it's novelty, but we're not sure if you're going to come back with other hits. And then they did. Don't Let Me Down, and then Closer. They wound up in the Hot 100's top 10 for over a year straight. They set the record for the longest run, having at least one song in the top 10. So that's all time in the history of the chart. So that's how successful they've been. And they introduced Halsey pretty much on a mainstream level. And we all know how big she's become since.
Yeah, she definitely is having her moment right now. Let's go to number three on the Billboard Hot 100 for the decade. This is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, which peaked just recently in 2017.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead.
Okay, we're dancing in the studio. Let's talk, Gary. Sheeran actually said that he had originally written this song for Rihanna, before someone convinced him to keep it for himself. Do you hear that inspiration in this song?
Yeah, I can hear that. It's really that what's been called the trop house sound, a little bit of a tropical pop combination.
Dance hall beat.
Yeah, and Justin Bieber kind of really brought that to the forefront in pop music with What Do You Mean? And then we've heard so many other hits have that. Maroon 5 had Don't Wanna Know. So that sound really took over the mid part of the decade. Despacito, obviously. So that was just the sound. And Ed Sheeran, remember, he started just pretty much him and his guitar with the A-Team. For him to transform into being just an all-around pop star with this type of song really shows how quickly he's really changed his sound and just become so huge.
Something else really interesting about this song, Ed Sheeran actually gave the writers of TLC's hit No Scrubs credit because musically there were lots of similarities. Here they are side by side.
Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me.
Yes. I mean, it's funny. TLC member Chili said that she can't hear it at all. Do you hear it?
I think there are some similarities. It always gets interesting in terms of did the writer hear it when they were writing it? Is it more that once it goes out into the world, now these things wind up in the courts? It's ultimately, that's where these get decided.
Yeah, it's probably a preemptive strike in many ways to say we're going to give you credit here so we don't have to deal with this later. We've seen that happen.
Right, and that's started to be more this decade. So I think people are realizing that, yeah, it's probably more costly if we don't do that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to number two, according to Billboard. This is the party rock anthem by LMFAO featuring Lauren Bennett and Goon. By far the earliest song on this list. Let's go back to 2011 with this one.
Hey! Party rock is in the house tonight.
Woo!
Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah!
And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go!
Party rock is in the house.
Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Okay, Gary, something funny. I actually did like a mock video of this song. This is so long ago, but I can't believe it's been a decade.
Yeah, it's this song, I think, sounds a little bit like it was a little bit further before some of these other songs we've heard. This was the sound of pop music back in 2010. It was a lot of party songs, a lot of club sounds. And I think maybe that says something about where we are culturally now. Pop music, it's a little more muted. It's a little slower. It's where public discourse is just more divided than it was back then. DJ got us falling in love, and songs like this that were just about fun, and you know, an act like LMFAO sometimes it doesn't have to be an act that gives you 10, 20 hits over their career. Sometimes one or two hits, if they're that good, that's good enough for pop fans.
Are you calling them a one-hit wonder?
They were at least a two-hit wonder. They had another number one hit right after that.
Okay, so without further ado, the number one most popular song of the decade was Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, peaking in 2015.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch.
Okay, the video for this song has been viewed nearly 4 billion times on YouTube. How did Uptown Funk become the song of the decade?
Yeah, so chart-wise, 14 weeks at number one. It was on the chart throughout 2015, just always pretty much high on the chart throughout the year. So that longevity on the chart is the math of how it got to number one. But sonically, yeah, sometimes it's not the newest sound. Sometimes it's, let's go back to the classics. And this song just brings back 70s, 80s funk. There's a lot of Earth, Wind & Fire type sounds in there. They just updated it for a new audience. And it just totally worked. It brought Bruno Mars more into the R&B world than he'd been before. And we saw that with the 24 Karat Magic album right after that. It'll be interesting to see where he goes next. It's been over 3 years since his last album. So I think he's poised to continue his success.
Yeah, well, here's looking to 2020 and beyond. That's Gary Trust, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard, taking us through the top five hit songs of the decade. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you so much, Tanya.